second at shortstop. Batting third will be Brian Schlungen doing the catching. Scott Schlungen bats fourth at third base. Chaz Hannon will bat fifth. He's out in left field. Jalen Arsenault will bat sixth doing the pitching tonight. Josh Stengler bats seventh. He's at first base. Ben Schrader will bat eighth. Ben is out in right field. And Avery Schmitz will bat ninth. He is the DH. Tanner Arsenault will be at second base tonight for the Martins, and Schmitz is batting for him. That lineup, Martins, Michael Schlungen, Kyle Leeser, Brian Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, Chaz Hennon, Jalen Arsenault, Josh Stengler, Ben Schrader, and Avery Schmitz, with Tanner Arsenault in the field at second. For the Farming Flames, they are managed by Dale Schrader, his assistant, Jeff Mergen. Starting tonight for the Flames, Taylor Foray leads it off at short. Aaron Eichel bats second at third base. Brad Mergen bats third. Brad's over at first. Cody Foray will bat fourth at second base. Tyler Schrader will bat fifth doing the pitching tonight. Kyle Zierden bats sixth in center field. Zach Koltis will bat seventh doing the catching. Mitchell Thielen bats eighth in left field. And Eric Schmidt will bat ninth. He's out in right field. Lineup for the Flames: Taylor Foray, Aaron Eink, and Brad Mergen, Cody Foray, Tyler Schrader, and Kyle Zierden, Zach Koltis, Mitchell Thielen, and Eric Schmidt. This is week number four of Game of the Week. Our Game of the Week has taken us already to Kimball. It has taken us to St. Martin. Last Sunday we were over in Greenwald, and tonight we're in Farming. Game of the Week coming up next week, next Saturday night, June 16th, we'll be in Cold Spring, where the Rockies will play host to St. Nicholas. So that'll be our Game of the Week next Saturday night, June 16th, right here on KASM. More Game of the Week games coming up on Saturday, June 23rd. It's Opole at Freeport, and we'll cover that Victory League game for you at 7:30 on Saturday, June the 23rd. On June 30th, that's a Saturday. We'll be up in El Rosa for the Central Valley All-Stars and Stearns County League All-Stars. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday, June the 30th. That is a day that's going to be filled with lots of activities throughout the town in El Rosa. And, of course, it's culminating with an All-Star game with the Central Valley All-Stars and the Stearns County League All-Stars at 6 o'clock on Saturday, June the 30th. July the 8th, we'll have Richmond at New Munich. That's a 1:30 game. July the 14th, tentatively right now, it is Regal at Painesville. And then we'll have one more game to wrap up our Game of the Week here on KASM, and that is to be determined yet. We'll see where a lot of these teams and games are. We'll have an interesting final Game of the Week for you. All brought to you again by our Game of the Week sponsors, so we definitely have to thank Albany and Richmond A&W. Tuned for our post-game show this evening, we will name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player received a $10 gift certificate that they can use at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Compliments of Jeremy and Julie and Nate, the whole A&W family in Albany and in Richmond, helping us out with our Player of the Game sponsorship here on KASM. Also, we want to thank Gil and Lynn Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center for bringing us our starting lineups tonight, the Greenwell Pub, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sock Center, and Long Prairie and Albany Chrysler Center. Game of the Week sponsors here on KASM Radio. Interesting day tomorrow as the Stearns County League and Central Valley League, they will have eight games tomorrow amongst them. They'll be playing at various sites throughout the county tomorrow. This league will, Stearns County League. So eight games on the schedule for tomorrow. And that is going on all across central Minnesota with game times already starting at 11 o'clock, and they stagger those games out. Radius Cup starting tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock between the Central Valley League and the Stearns County League. And, of course, kind of culminates, too, with the All-Star game taking place on June the 30th. All right, we're going to take a little break here on KASM. We're going to get our starting lineups here shortly, our national anthem. Also, with our game of the week, what we do is we ask us on Twitter. I'll keep posting the score on Twitter. You can definitely follow me at Chasm Randy on Twitter. Our two participants tonight, and of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Chasm Randy. Just follow me there. St. Martin lineup being introduced, and we'll get the Farming lineup being introduced as well. If you are having difficulty in catching our ball game tonight on AM 1150, of course, you can always use 107.7 FM. Many folks here in central Minnesota have tuned in to the 107.7 FM, and you get a good signal late into the night. You don't lose the signal as the sun sets like you may on AM 1150. You can also follow us on our stream at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Follow us on our stream. We're available in HD on 105.5, HD2, 105.5. Four different ways you can pick up our ball game, or what the heck, come to Schlaper Brothers Field tonight and take in the ball game. This Stearns kind of rivalry with St. Martin and Farming. Kind of interesting, too. The Martins and the Farming Flames, both part of the Albany School District, so seeing a lot of former Albany Husky players part of this this ball game tonight. And Tyler Schrader, Dale's son, is actually a member of the Ricori Spartans who are going to the state tournament. He's getting the starting nod tonight for Farming. Let's do this. We'll take a two-minute timeout here on KASM, and we're back with more of the week. Back in two.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Hey, welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Tyler Schrader taking his warm-up tosses with his catcher, Zach Coltis, and we're just about ready. Our game of the week here on KASM, the Martins, will send Michael Schlungen, Kyle Leeser, and Brian Schlungen to the plate facing the right-hander Schrader. Around the infield for the Farming Flames over third, it's Aaron Eink. At shortstop, Taylor Foray. At second base, Cody Foray. And at first base tonight, it's Brad Mergen. In left field, Mitchell Thielen. Out in center field, Kyle Zierden. And in right field, Eric Schmidt. Just behind the plate has Schrader taken a couple more warm-up tosses. We have a strong wind that actually is blowing from left to right tonight, so that east, I think pretty much east here, it was southeast earlier today, but they're talking possibility of some rain overnight into tomorrow, and so got a east wind that the ball will definitely carry out to right field. Big batter's eye in center field. We look down the left field line, 305, 330 to straightaway center field. They have a left field our left center field gap that is 350. Schlungen takes the first pitch in the dirt and 1-0. Schrader on the mound. The right-hander delivers low for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Farming Flames have their white pants with the light blue jerseys, have red sleeves on them. Farming and the red lettering too. Michael Schlungen will take a ball, and now 3-0 to the Martins leadoff hitter. The Martins wearing the white pants tonight, the blue jerseys, and kind of the gray numerals. As Schlungen takes a pitch walk from Tyler Schrader. I'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle Leeser going through some signs over in that third base coach box. Kyle Leeser, right-handed hitter, digs in the batter's box. Tyler Schrader delivers, and there's a strike called, and 0-1 to Leaser. On deck, it's Brian Schlungen. The ball is one strike. Michael Schlungen will lead from first. Mergen holds him there. Schrader from the stretch delivers, and Leaser hammers this one foul into the batting cage net out beyond the foul fence. And the count 0-2 to Kyle. The ball is two strikes. Again, Michael Schlungen leads from first. Farming here will host Region 15C this year. As Leaser rips this up the middle past Schrader, just about takes him out at the ankles and quickly back into the infield, the throw from Zierden. So two on, nobody out. Sharp single by Kyle Leaser. And it'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate.
Catcher, Brian Schlungen.
Brian Schlungen doing the catching today for the Martins. As he's deep in the batter's box, Coltis had a word with Schrader out on the mound. Runners lead from first and second. Mergen not holding Leaser over at first. And Schlungen tries to bunt. He fakes it, pulls back, and it goes off Coltis. And a pass ball there on Zach who will move runners to second and third. And 1-0 the count. Ball and no strike. Scott Schlungen waits on deck for the Martins. Schrader's pitch and off of Coltis' mitt again. And coming across to score is Michael Schlungen, and it's 1-0. A couple pass balls. And the Martins grab the early lead. On to third goes Kyle Leaser. And two balls, no strikes to Brian Schlungen. Tyler Schrader ready. He delivers, and Schlungen takes low for a ball, and 3-0. 3-0 the count. Schrader will work from the windup. And there's a strike called, and 3-1. The baselines here, they are grass baselines that cut out a little deeper into the turf, so there's a definite base path. 3-1, Schlungen rips this to left field, and that will hop in front of the Flames left fielder Mitchell Thielen, and makes it 2-0, Martins. So a walk and a couple hits gives the Martins a 2-0 lead, and here comes Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott at third base tonight. Yeah, Schrader delivers, and Scott takes a strike called 0-1. Chaz Hannon on deck for the Martins. Schlungen looks down to Carl Leaser. Brian Schlungen takes a pretty big lead over at first. He's just about to that cutout. And Scotty Schlungen takes a ball inside, and Zach Coltis has it go off his mitt again. Another pass ball on Coltis. And the count, one ball, one strike to Scott Schlungen. So Brian Schlungen ends up on second. Tyler Schrader's pitch, and Scott Schlungen dribbles it to third. In on the grass, Eink. Across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Scott Schlungen. Ryan Schlungen goes to third on the play. Works almost like a bunt, a swinging bunt. And it'll bring Chaz Hennon to the plate. 2-0, Martins here in the top of the first inning. Your game of the week tonight here on KASM. Chaz Hennon in left field tonight for St. Martin. Another slowly hit ground ball to short. Quickly up with it, and a wild throw by Foray that goes to the side fence. Hannon will end up on second. Brian Schlungen has scored, and that'll be an error on Foray. Hannon will get an infield single on the play. I think that would have been tough for Foray to get Chaz. Chaz, pretty speedy runner. Here on the shortstop, Foray allowing the runner to go to second. Makes his way to the plate. So hitting in an error on the play. 3-0 Martins. Jalen Arsenal, the pitcher tonight for St. Martin in the batter's box. And Tyler Schrader's pitch is a strike called, 0-1. Beautiful night. Cooler weather here. People enjoying it. Curveball that Arsenal swings over the top of. That might be Schrader's first curveball he's thrown at, but that was a dandy. And 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. Another curveball that Coltis knocks down behind the plate. Hannon hangs on at second. And the count, 1-2. One and two. Tyler Schrader ready. And the fastball, Arsenal will foul it out of play. Down into the road ditch here at Schlaper Brothers Field and Complex. And the count stays, 1-2. Hannon takes a pretty big lead out at second. Pitches inside a ball, and now 2-2. Just one out here in the first. He runs in for the Martins. Here's Schrader's curveball. That's a little high in the count, full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Schrader looks back to second, and his fastball, Arsenal, pops this one up foul down the right field line. Mergen giving chase by the light tower, makes the catch. Hannon's going to try to tag. Here comes the throw to third. Eink puts it on him, and they're calling him safe. Underneath the tag, wow. Nice throw by Brad Mergen, and Chaz Hennon, the home plate umpire, says slid under that Eink tag. Nice tag by Aaron, wow. So two outs. As Arsenal pops up. And here's Josh Stengler. Inside a ball to Josh, 1-0. 3-0. St. Martin with the lead here in the first. Tyler Schrader kicks, delivers. That's low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Chaz Hennon leading from third. Schrader works from the windup again. And that 2-0 on the way. He bounces it up to the plate, and 3-0. Ben Schrader on deck for the Martins. 3-0 the count. Schrader's pitch. There's a strike called. And 3-1. The count. Coltis has that sign down. 3-1 on the way. Fouled off home plate by Stengler. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Josh Stengler sets himself back in the batter's box. Hannon leads from third. And the 3-2 offering. Another foul back to the backstop, and the count stays full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Pretty nice crowd rolling in for Friday night baseball here in Farming. Here's Stengler, line drive into left field, onto the grass. Foray will knock it down on the grass, but a single by Stengler scores the fourth run here of the inning for St. Martin. And the fourth hit for the Martins. We'll bring Ben Schrader to the plate. Ben, the eighth man to bat for St. Martin here in the first.
Right fielder, Ben Schrader.
Avery Schmitz on deck. And the pitch by Tyler Schrader is a strike called 0-1. Ben out in right field tonight for St. Martin. 0-1 the count. Tyler Schrader's pitch, and Ben Schrader pops this one up foul. It's going to go out of play. And the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Two outs and one on. Curveball. It hit Schrader in the arm, so he's going to take first base. Hit him in the shoulder, and now Dale Schrader out to have a word with his pitcher here. As it's 4-0 St. Martin here in the top of the first inning, Avery Schmitz makes his way to the plate, and Avery the ninth man to bat here in the inning. Michael Schlungen in the on-deck circle. Jim Arsenault, the first base coach, Michael had to go and get his, I believe it was ankle protector or shin protector that he left with the first base coach when he walked to lead off the inning. So Avery, he's a left-handed hitter at the plate. Runners on first and second, and there's a strike called, 0-1 to Avery. Josh Stengler out at second, over at first. It's Ben Schrader. And Tyler Schrader's pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. And not to confuse you, but there is Schrader's on each team. As Avery pops this one up over by the third base dugout. And in foul territory, making the catch for the out is Flame third baseman Aaron Eich, and that'll do it for St. Martin here in the first. They come up with four runs on four hits. There was one error and two left on. One half inning. It's St. Martin 4 and Farming coming to bat here on Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute. 4-0. St. Martin has grabbed the early lead on the Farming Flames as we make our way to the bottom of the first inning Game of the Week here on KASM. Brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around our post-game show tonight. We will name your Albany A&W Player of the Game. Taylor Foray works his way into the batter's box facing Jalen Arsenault. Taylor, a right-handed hitter, and Arsenault, the right-handed pitcher, delivers in 1-0 as that bounces next to the plate. Set the Martins up for you defensively here in a bit. Foray, ground ball to short. Kyle Leeser up with the tough hop over to first. 6-3 in the putout. Foray, nice play by Leeser at short. Over at third base, Scott Schlungen at short, Kyle Leeser. Second base for the Martins, it's Tanner Arsenault. And at first base, Josh Stengler. In left field, Chaz Hinnan. In center field, Michael Schlungen. Out in right field, Ben Schrader behind the plate. Brian Schlungen. And on the mound, it's Jalen Arsenault. One down, and here's Aaron Eich. The pitch to Aaron, a strike called, and 0-1. 0-1 the count to Eich. Brad Mergen on deck for Farming. Pitch high from Arsenault and one ball, one strike. 1-1. Here's a swing and a miss over the top of that Jalen Arsenault breaking ball and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, says Eich. Waves at the breaking ball and misses the throw to first. As that ball hit the dirt, and Eich is out on strikes. Two down, and here comes Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad left-handed hitter. And right back up the middle. Here's Kyle Leeser behind second. He'll throw to first, and a 6-3 putout of Brad Mergen. That'll do it for the Flames in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in our books. It's St. Martin 4 and Farming nothing. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in 1 minute. 4-0, St. Martin leading Farming after one inning. Top of the order for the Martins. Michael Schlungen.
Center fielder, Michael Schlungen.
Michael walked in his first at-bat against Tyler Schrader. And Schrader's first pitch. Schlungen goes after the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play. Whoa! Young kids running around, and that was not too far from hitting that kid right in the noggin. 0-1 the count. To Michael Schlungen as Schrader delivers, and Michael pops this one up foul down the left field line, and it's 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Michael all the way back now as that ball was not that far off the line, but breaking ball just missing outside by Schrader in the count. 1-2. Good tease there by Tyler. The 1-2 pitch coming. And a swing and a miss. Schrader brings the fastball, and Michael Schlungen out on strikes. Tyler's first strikeout of the night, and Kyle Leeser to the plate.
Shortstop, Kyle Leeser.
Kyle Leeser, 1-for-1 tonight with a run scored. His base hit went right back up the middle past Tyler. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Sun starting its descent in the western sky. Pitches low and outside, and 2-0 now to Leeser. Two balls, no strikes. And on the inside corner, a strike called, and 2-1. Scott, actually make it Brian Schlungen on deck for St. Martin. Two balls, one strike. Four runs, four hits so far for St. Martin. Pitches low for a ball. And 3-1. The count to Leeser. Schrader rocks and fires, and Kyle pops this one up down the right field line. Brad Mergen out. Coming in is Eric Schmidt to make the catch for the out. Boy, that was no man's land there with Schmidt, Ferrey, and Mergen all within feet of each other, and you just hope there wasn't going to be a collision. Good concentration there by Eric Schmidt, though, to make the catch for the second out here in the second. Here's Brian Schlungen. Brian 1-for-1 tonight. Sees a breaking ball from Schrader. That finishes high in the count 1-0. That southeast wind continues to blow out to right field, and Schlungen lifts it to left. Coming in hard is Thielen. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 1.5. St. Martin 4 and Farming nothing. It's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in 30. And welcome back, Game of the Week on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Scott Stevens, he producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. We'll have a ball game every week now into late July. And, of course, the Region 15C tournament will be covered here on KASM, exclusively on KASM. And this year we are in Farming for the Region 15C tournament. It'll be an 8-team tournament, and should be a lot of fun here in Farming again, Region 15C. They have done a lot to their field here in the last number of years with the light towers. Last year, the inaugural game, we were here to broadcast that first game with the light towers, which was pretty cool. They remodeled the press box here, so there's more square footage. Of course, we can have a buffet now, probably, here in the press box. I think that's what media usually gets, a buffet. Here's Cody Ferre at the plate. And Cody dribbles one over to second. Arsenal up with it and over to first, 4-3 in the putout. Here's Tyler Schrader. The left-hander makes his way to the plate. Tyler's been having a great season for the Ricori Spartans. Playing over at third base for the Spartans and hitting as well, carrying them to the state tournament. The first pitch from Arsenault, a strike call. There's strike two. Looks like Jalen finding some confidence in his breaking ball. 0-2 the count to Schrader. Arsenault kicks and delivers. That breaking ball finishes a little high in the count, 1-2. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is high for a ball, and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now that pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count full, 3-2. 3-2 the count. Schrader trying to get the Flames some activity as he drives this to right field. That's a long way down into that right field corner and foul. That had the distance. Had the distance, but foul. Tyler was way out in front of that. Count full, 3-2. 4-0 if you're just joining us. St. Martin picked up 4 runs in the top of the first. Pitches high, ball 4, and Schrader will walk. Going to bring left-handed hitting Kyle Zierden to the plate.
The center fielder, Kyle Zierden.
Zach Koltis on deck for the Farming Flames. Get a bunch of left-handed hitters in a row here for the Flames as Zierden swings and misses at the first pitch from Jalen Arsenault. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Jalen took something off that pitch. And here's a shot off the knee of Josh Stangler at first. And that squirts out into right field. And, boy, that was a shot by Zierden. I don't know if Stangler even got the glove in the vicinity of it. But right off of his knee. And that waiting for a ruling on that hit. Okay, hit for Kyle Zierden. So 2 on for the Flames, and here comes catcher Zach Koltis to the plate. Zach, also a left-handed hitter, sees the pitch, and it's a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1. Schrader at second, Zierden at first. One out. Koltis at the plate. He's behind in the count, 0-1. The breaking ball floats across the plate. There's strike two. Mitchell Thielen on deck for Farming. 0-2 the count to Koltis. Here's Arsenault's breaking ball. That's high in the count, 1-2. St. Martin scored 4 in the top of the first. Here in the bottom of the second, Farming looking to add some runs of their own. Jalen Arsenault, a glance back to second. Here's a ground ball to Stangler at first. He'll throw to second. They get one. The throw back to third now by Kyle Leeser. He was hoping Schrader would round that a little bigger, but nothing going there. So There was really no chance to get Coltis as that play took a long time to develop with Stangler, first of all, scooping it and throwing to Kyle at second. So they get the force out at second. Runners at first and third. Tyler Schrader over at third. Zach Coltis reaching on that fielder's choice at first. And here's Mitchell Thielen. Mitchell, right-handed hitter. Two outs, two on. Thielen pops this one up in the infield. Stangler at first calls for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We play two, it's St. Martin four, and Farming nothing. It's Amateur Baseball's Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.